Members, I'll call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. The clerk will take the roll and note that a quorum is present. Ms. Seifert will move the minutes for Monday, May 18, 2009. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Now, Ms. Seifert cannot say we didn't do anything bipartisan on the campaign trail. All righty. All right. Number four on our agenda, donated leave program, is Ms. Knight to join us at the table. I will move within your packet, members, the 2009 P1 resolution on policy on donated vacation time. Ms. Knight, thank you very much for being here today.
Members, the change that you have before you is a pretty simple change. This year during session, there was a law passed that actually increased the amount of number of hours that can be donated to an individual within a year's time from 12 hours at the state to 40 hours. And so the House's policy was 24 hours. So this is a simple change. The policy itself is not changing, but it just allows the number of hours that can be donated to an individual or that I could donate to someone or many someone from 24 hours to 40 hours in a calendar year.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I will renew my motion on the P1 resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Thank you, Ms. Knight. Next up, we will take clarifications on resolution on expense reimbursements. Members, you have a R3C resolution in your packet, but I believe there is a more current one that is going to be offered by Representative Junkie and Howe.
We're waiting for the page.
Okay. That's being handed out right now. So,
Representative, we have enough money to hire better pages.
Okay, so Representative Junkie and Howes will be offering the R3G resolution, which you should be getting shortly. Representative Junkie, if you can speak or
thank
Howes
you,
the resolution.
Mr. Chair and members, as it's getting handed out, what you'll see is the main change is similar. In our housing reimbursement on line 13, you see $45 a month. It basically clarifies that for rural members that you've always been allowed up to $1,200 a month housing. That doesn't change. Within that $1,200, you're allowed up to $45 for a phone, plug-in-your wall, and long-distance charges and other things. Well, as we know now with modern technology, a lot of us will forego that as rural members and use our cell phones as our house phone. And so all this does is allow with your housing expense, and to clarify for staff, you can turn in your receipts like you always had to do, and you can utilize up to that $45 for cell phone as opposed to a plug-in phone. It's either or, but it's a maximum amount. Other than that, this resolution basically keeps all housing expenses as they have been for rural members the last 3 months and moves it forward. That's the resolution.
And, Representative Junkie, this doesn't add, I just want to clarify for the public, especially, this doesn't add anything to the reimbursement. This just allows you to use
the
reimbursement for cell phones instead of landlines if you so choose.
Other than allowing cell phones, everything in here is exactly the same as it has been the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Moving forward.
Okay. Any discussion on the R3D resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor, I'm sorry, Representative Dill.
If you look on line 12 of the resolution, it says two-thirds of the way to the line, this is local telephone service. And so I'm wondering if it would be appropriate to strike local out of there.
Speaking of cell phones, someone's just buzzing. Okay.
Representative Junkie will incorporate that change.
Yes, that's a good catch.
Thank you. All right.
Any further discussion? None. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, the final order of business is to set the committee and caucus budget. What we did, just for members' information, as is the history in the legislature, is we have to wait until the state government finance bill is passed and signed into law before we can formally know how much money is within our house budget. We have set much of our house budget through resolution when necessary between January and today's meeting, a lot of it being done at one of our last meetings before when we adjourned. We gave an advance for committee budgets of $3,000 at the end of session to make sure that members had some budgets reimbursed for the first few months of the budget. Now we're here to complete the budgets for the committees in the minority caucus. We passed the resolution before. It is past practice that then we amend that or modify that with the spreadsheet that is before you. Members, what you see is a decrease for most of the budgets, leaving a few of the very small divisions whole, but a decrease across the board for all committees to get more in line with what the expenditures were and to recognize the difficult times here. So I will move the spreadsheet before us as the committee budgets for 2009 and 10. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Thank you, members. We are adjourned.